Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the One Most Compassionate, Most Merciful, Most Kind. This is Mark Silver with Heart of Business, and welcome to the Monday Remembrance. Today I want to deal with, in remembrance, the topic when you have voices, beliefs within you that say you're not good enough, that you shouldn't be doing what you're doing. And you just can't shake them. No matter what you do, you just can't shake them. And they're eating at your confidence and they have you paralyzed. And so let's start, as we often do, by just taking a nice gentle breath. And just noticing how you feel. Noticing there's so much room to feel exactly how you're feeling. How you're feeling physically. How your body feels. And how you're feeling emotionally. Everything that might be swirling around in your heart and your body. So much room. And then just bringing your attention to your heart high up in your chest. Beginning to gently call to the divine, remembering the presence of the divine. Calling through the open doorway of your heart. Something that often comes up for human beings in general is the self-doubt. And sometimes when we're doing something that's high stakes or that we care about deeply, that self-doubt comes in very strongly indeed. And we hear messages within ourselves like, you shouldn't be doing that. Or you're not good enough. Or why you? And why do you even bother? So many other people who do it better. Why you? And so before trying to get past that, a lot of times we try to either get rid of those voices or think there's something broken in us that needs to be fixed. Let's start. Just start by making space to just noticing the spaciousness, that it's okay to feel that. What if it was okay? What if there was room for that voice? It may feel like it's really holding you back. It may feel like it's really painful. But it's there anyway, and all you've done to push it away, perhaps it hasn't really worked yet. And so just stopping the fight and calling a truce and just letting your heart be open and noticing, this voice is within me. This voice is here with me. Is love available even here? One of the Sufi teachings that I've heard, that I took in very deeply, is that everything that exists comes from the face of the divine. In fact, nothing can have existence without having the divine within it. Because nothing is separate from the one source, from the source of love. And so if you have a voice like that, that won't go away, we have to face the possibility, the reality, that there is truth within it. and that somehow it's twisted or incomplete in a way that a heart is finding really painful. And so the first step is really just in remembrance, letting your head bow and your heart bow, letting yourself find the sincerity of the desire to know the truth and the mercy and the love and the compassion within you, rather than trying to force it away or to throw it away, to embrace it. And so encouraging you to face this voice wherever you feel it. You might feel it in your heart or in your head or in your belly or in your throat. Might be some physical place. Just facing it, is love available even here? Continuing to call the remembrance through the open doorway of your heart. And then asking, willing to be surprised, what is the entire message? Can be as simple as just not having heard the whole message. And so if you accept the voice, if you accept the message that has come to you that you haven't been able to get rid of, just embrace it and ask, okay, yes, I hear this message. My heart is open. Ya Allah. Ya Divine. Ya Source of Love and Oneness. What is the rest of the message? It's not entirely unlikely to have heard part of the message, and because we were afraid it was going to be a painful message, that we shut down and turned away before we heard the whole message. And so opening the ears of our heart, opening the ear of the heart of the love, and just asking, what is the message? What really was being said here? And just taking some time in remembrance now to listen, to notice. What is the rest of the message here? And this message could have been repeated, the incomplete version of the message has probably been repeated by people in your life, authority figures and others outside you, who also heard a similar incomplete message and thought of this as the reality. But now you can listen for the deeper message. I'm just asking, what is the complete message here? Allah. Allah. And it may take some listening. You may be so used to the incomplete version of the message that it's hard to imagine it being part of a larger message. So it may just take some softness and some patience and some gentleness. Or it may have come quickly, the rest of the message. What is it that your heart is now willing and ready to hear, to receive, to know? to be surprised, asking the question, and willing to be surprised, and hearing, receiving whatever comes, and willing to say yes. And if it still doesn't feel complete, if it doesn't sit with ease within your heart and your being, to ask, okay, I receive this. What is the rest of the message? What else? Just noticing what your heart notices, noticing what you're feeling, and noticing what your heart receives. And letting yourself let go even more, surrendering even more. Noticing what your life could be like having received a complete message rather than an incomplete message. And you know a message is complete when it feels complete in your heart, when it doesn't leave you feeling broken or hurt or less than, when it helps move you towards the love and deepens your relationship with oneness. Notice how your spine feels and your back. Notice how your legs feel and your lower body. Notice how your heart feels and your throat and your tongue, your willingness to speak up and to stand up and to take your place in the world with the complete message in your heart. And then just noticing any authentic gratitude or appreciation in your heart for anything that you might have heard, anything you might have received or experienced. And just taking the time to let yourself express that gratitude and appreciation to the oneness. And And then taking a nice gentle breath and holding the remembrance in your heart. And if you wish to stay in remembrance, it's beautiful. And if it's time for you to move into your day, know that the remembrance and the complete message is available in any moment. And I wish you peace.